Mad, machine, money. Whoops. Mad, money, machine.
This is the Mad Money Machine, show number 15. I'm your host, PDB. Coming right up, more info on the Great Bull Giveaway. Hey, like Hal, Cam, Diamond, Neighbor, Slob, Rig, I've got a pick for you. We'll have another spin at the Guru Wheel. Who is Jim saying did him the disservice? Which stocks are Jim's best of breed? Portfolio Smackdown review and a pretend cool tool. I'll explain all that and more on the Mad Money Machine. I thank you so much for joining us here at the Mad Money Machine. We're just simple people trying to make our way in the universe. Hey, here's more info about the Great Bull Giveaway. I'll be giving it away soon, and I'll announce the winner during the show, and I'll give the winner 10 days to respond. That's pretty generous, don't you think? That covers a full two shows. All you'll need to do is email me back that you're the winner, and send me your address, and I'll mail you the bull. Hey, you don't know what the bull giveaway is? Yep, it's one of those red Mad Money bulls that Jim bites the heads off of during the TV show. All you need to do is go out to the madmoneymachine.com website. You'll see a picture of the bull right there. Click on it. Enter your email address. When you get an email with your password in it, put the password back into the website. You'll be registered to win the bull. And you'll also be given ad comment access to the website. What's that mean? Well, for any post that's out there, you can add a comment to it. I think there's going to be more posts upcoming, so stay tuned to the madmoneymachine.com website. And here's the usual disclaimer. I should get a robot to read this thing. Next time I'm going to get a robot to read this disclaimer. It says, this show doesn't provide any investment advice. I'm really just telling you what other people have said. Do your own homework before spending any money. All right, so Jim Cramer on the Mad Money Machine show on CNBC 6, 9, and 12. He's bullish on Baker Hughes Incorporated. He's bullish on Cooper Cameron. Diamond Offshore, bullish. Global Santa Fe, bullish. Halliburton, bull. Neighbors, bull. National Oil Well Varco, bull. Rowan Companies, bull. Schlumberger, bull. Transocean, bull. Weatherford International, bull. You want to buy them all? O-I-H. O-I-H. What's that? Oscar. Indigo. Hotel. Oscar Indigo Hotel. Oscar Indigo Hotel. OIH is the Oil Services Holders Exchange Traded Fund. And just like last time when I talked about how to buy a lot of Jim Cramer's favorite semiconductor stocks with the IGW and the PSI and all those, and we talked about how to buy some of the manufacturing companies with the Vanguard VIS Industrials ETF, well, there's the oil services holders. Of the 18 stocks that are in this ETF, Jim has come out and been bullish on 11 of them. There are two that he's most recently bearish on, Nobel Corporation NE and Grant Prideco. So if you like to take the lazy man's approach and just buy into the sector, OIH might be a way to do it. Hey, I'm thinking about putting together a new logo for the Mad Money Machine. You know, the logo I put together just did something quick with clip art and Photoshop and slapped it together. It's not really all that attractive, I guess. I might do some rebranding of the Mad Money Machine. So if you're a graphics artist or know one that's a graphics artist and you'd like to have your logo considered as the new Mad Money Machine logo, well, draw it up. Email it to me at feedback@madmoneymachine.com. I'll post all the entries on the website and people can take a look and see which ones they like. Let's play around a guru roulette. I've replaced the numbers on a roulette wheel with the names of investment gurus. I'll spin the wheel and roll the marble. Then for the selected guru, give you a little background on their investment philosophy and maybe try to pick an investment that matches it. Here we go. Oh, no, I forgot to remove Phil Town from last week and replace it with another guru, and wouldn't you know it, it landed right back on Phil Town again this week. I can't believe it. Well, what should I do? Should I spin again, or... Let's just go with fate. Fate says I should do Phil Town again on the Guru Roulette. I'll remember to take him off this time. Well, who's Phil Town? He's the guy that wrote the book that just came out this week called Rule Number One, The Simple Strategy for Successful Investing in Only 15 Minutes a Week. Well, I bought a copy of the book. And, you know, I was a little bit tongue-in-cheek last week about Phil being a river guide and all, and... But I like the book. In fact, I think it's one of the most practical stock investing books I've ever read. It's a cross between The Little Book That Beats the Market and, dare I say, Susie Orman. Well, what I mean to say is it's got some very good advice for how to pick stocks, why you should pick stocks, first of all, and crossed with some practical advice for people who aren't experts in investing in stocks. I mean, even in the back of the chapter, it tells you how do you open a brokerage account and how do you make your first trade. Another thing I like about it is he says that you should expect returns not of 7% or even the 8% that I've been talking about, but 15% per year. You could get rich with returns like that. I told you about the four M's last week, meaning management, moat, and margin of safety. Well, he tells you how to calculate the margin of safety. In fact, you've heard a lot of investment gurus probably talk about buying a dollar's worth of stock for 50 cents. Well, Phil Town shows you exactly how to do that in this book, and it's really quite good. He talks about the big five numbers, and the biggest one is the return on investment capital, which, if you've read The Little Book That Beats the Market, that's one of the two key numbers in that book by Joel Greenblatt. The second of the big five numbers is equity, growth, and earnings. And then the third one is earnings per share growth. And it's the earnings growth that's also the second number featured in The Little Book That Beats the Market. So you can see the... very strong relationship between buying value stocks in these two investment philosophies. Then Phil takes you through the process of calculating what should be the sticker price of the stock based upon its growth rate that you're estimating it to have over 10 years. And then once you've calculated the sticker price, you basically slash that puppy in half to reach the margin of safety price. And that's the trick, is finding the stocks that meet the margin of safety. You're trying to buy a dollar's worth of stock for 50 cents. Once you find it, when do you buy it? The stocks can still go down even though they're underpriced. Well, he shows you three different technical analysis tools that you can use to find the right price, find the time to buy the stock. And I've got them plugged into my platform now so that every stock I look at, those three tools come up right away. You can also use the tools to help you figure out when to sell a stock. So the hardest part is going to be to find the stocks that have that margin of safety. One place you might possibly look is actually go out to The Little Book That Beats the Market. Go to the magicformulainvesting.com website. Enter in some numbers there. You'll get a list back of those that meet the high return on invested capital and high earnings growth categories, and then run those through the big five numbers that Phil Town talks about in his book, Rule Number One. When you get a hit there, then you've got something special. Hey, I learned a little trick in the book. He's expecting to get 15% a year, and if you do that over 10 years, what's that work out to be? Well, it's two doublings, or four times. If you can get 15% a year on a stock That it basically means that that stock's price is going to go up by four over 10 years. $1 to $4. So I've got to give it to him. I like it. I like the rule number one. I think you'll like it too. And then there's this quote at the top of the dust jacket for rule number one. It says, "The clearest and best book out there to get you on the path to riches. This one's special." And guess who said it? James J. Cramer, host of CNBC's Mad Money. Ah, boy. Well, I do recommend you buy this book. If you don't know how to find it, I'll have a link to it on my website. Click on that. It'll take you out to Amazon. When you buy it, I might get a nickel or two. That's pretty cool. So there's our guru for show 15 and 14. Phil Town. On Jim Cramer's Mad Money on Tuesday, March 21st, Jim was talking about buying two stocks on the secondary market, China Medical and Central European TV, CETV. Is anybody actually going to do that? I'd like to find out if anybody's done that and let me know. He says you've got to go through your broker, tell them to get you in on the secondary so you can get it in at the discount price. Well, but anyway, during that segment, he mentioned, and I quote, "And if those boys from that school in Northwestern who are taking my picks, if you count the current price and not the whole price, I think you've done me a great disservice." And he shoots off the rifles, the automatic rifles. And he says, "That's to the people who did me the disservice." Well, I think I know who he's talking about there. And if you go, I found this out from kramersmadmoney.com, the unauthorized discussion forum for Jim Cramer's Mad Money. There's a link on my website that I got from that website that takes you out to a paper written by some folks at Northwestern. And their bottom line in this paper, what they've done is they've taken a look at the performance of stocks recommended by Jim Cramer, and they're basically proving what I've been talking about, which is the Cramer crackle. And at the conclusion of the paper says, "Taken together, our results suggest that the aggregate losers in the event study are the Mad Money viewers who decide to buy the recommended securities when the markets open the following day, and that the winners are the market makers and arbitrageurs who sell the overpriced recommended stocks on day one, as well as the traders who sell the recommended stocks on days 2 through 12. Individual investors who watch Mad Money would be wise to wait before purchasing the small stocks Cramer recommends, as these stocks tend to fall to their original levels following the overnight price spike caused by his recommendation." But I'm not quite sure what part of the paper Jim might be saying has done him a disservice. You might want to take a look. It's got a bunch of formulas and things in there, but you can read through that. Okay, here's the next little mashup I've tried to bring to this show for you. What best of breed stocks, as Jim mentioned, might be in the MagicFormulaInvesting.com website? And how is their return on investment capital? So how well do they mash up with the rule number one? Well, what are some of the best of breed stocks that Jim has said on his show? Now, what I've done here is taken all the show notes, did a keyword search for the word breed, and then tried to find all the stocks that match up. And from in reversed chronological order, starting from March the 17th and going backward to about December the 12th, I'll read them quickly and list them all on the website. Valero, AngioDynamics, Qualcomm, Cummins, Option Express, Vornado, FedEx, Stephen Madden, Walgreen, Caterpillar, Peabody, Altria, W.W. Granger, Palm, Electronic Arts, Rediff, Varian Medical Systems, Cerner, Palomar, Darden, Best Buy, Halliburton, Deere & Company, VF Corporation, Polo, Ralph Lauren, Blue Nile, Franklin Resources, Prudential, and MetLife. Which ones do you think might be in the magic formula? There are two: VF Corporation, VFC, and Polo Ralph Lauren Corporation, RL. Both of these pop up in the MagicFormulaInvesting.com. And the return on investment capital for both of these is both above 10%, both for the 5-year and the 1-year. You know what I mean if you look at the book. So the next thing to do then is to actually plug in the numbers and see if these stocks have the margin of safety from the sticker price. Well, I've tried to do that, and I've gave VF Corporation a average PE of 13, and I gave it an estimated growth rate of 15, and it turns out that it is at about the sticker price, not the margin of safety price. What am I, an accountant? And Ralph Lauren, if you give it an average PE of about 20 and a growth rate, estimated growth rate of about 15%, you will see that the stock is currently priced at about 145% of its margin of safety. Margin of safety being about $25, current price just above $60. But that's kind of the process you'd go through to find companies that have a big margin of safety and match rule number one. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our main event. Are you ready to rumble? It's the Portfolio Smackdown. In this corner, weighing in at 2 tons, wearing red, it's the Exchange Traded Funds Portfolio. And in this corner, wearing rolled up sleeves and a necktie, weighing in at 165 pounds, it is the Mad Money Machine Portfolio of Stocks featured by Jim Cramer. It's going to be a quick Portfolio Smackdown this show. Prices as of Wednesday, March 22nd, the Jim Cramer portfolio of select stocks is up 4.5%. The exchange traded funds portfolio is up 8%. Made some trades this week. Got rid of some losers. Tax loss selling, you know. Got rid of Crocs. Lost us about 26%. Got rid of National Oil Varco, down about 7.8%. Swapped that over into Halliburton. And we got rid of iRobot, down 6%. Haven't picked any replacements in these categories other than the oil company. We need to find a speculative play, and we need to find a technology play. I'll update you on the website as we go. Hopefully by next show we'll have those slots filled. Percent of you that have voted so far in the MadMoneyMachine.com poll say you like the tools in the crib segment. Well, have I got a good one for you this time? Couple of them. First of all, you've heard me talk about finance.yahoo.com. What about finance.google.com? Just announced this week. Go out to finance.google.com and in the search window at the very top, type in the ticker symbol PCU and see what comes up. The main tool in the crib this time is a pretend cool tool, and you can find it at simulator.zacks.com, simulator.zacks.com. See, the simulator starts you out with $100,000 in pretend money and lets you invest it just like you would in the real stock market. Lets you buy and sell, and the current prices of the stocks are in there. And then you put together a portfolio of stocks, and you compete against other players. One of the chapters in Rule Number One book talks about how you should play with pretend money before you actually invest with his rules. Well, this is a way to do it. Go out to simulator.zacks.com, enter one of the competitions there, and you can add in stocks and portfolios to try to see how much gains that you get on your strategy. Well, when I went out to the website, I saw that there is a place you can create your own portfolio challenge. So I did that for the MadMoneyMachine.com audience. I'll have a link to this on my website, or you can go to simulator.zacks.com and look in there for the MadMoneyMachine.com challenge. They wouldn't let me put a dot in the name, so I just added MadMoneyMachine.com. This competition is going to start on April 3rd. That's the first day of the second quarter of calendar year 2006. That's Monday, April 3rd. You'll get a pretend $100,000 and a chance to beat me at the investing game, because I'm going to put in some stocks in the portfolio, and I'm going to make more money than you are by the end of calendar year 2006. So put in your stocks and see how well you do. There's no charge to enter, and as far as I can tell so far, you don't get too heavily spammed by entering the competition. So go out to simulator.zacks.com and enter the Mad Money Machine Com Portfolio Challenge. Well, I did see a comment from someone who said they like to listen to the Mad Money Machine when they walk around the block, but they like the tools so much that they think they're going to have to take a pen with them next time. Well, let me give you a little tip. If you go out to madmoneymachine.com, and up at the top you'll see a tab called Tools, and it'll take you to the Tools page where I list all of the tools that I've reviewed on the Mad Money Machine show. So you don't need to write anything down. Also, while you're at the madmoneymachine.com website, I've got some other action items for you. You can look at the Portfolios page to find out which stocks we're going to add to the Cramer portfolio in the upcoming week. On the main page, you'll see on the right-hand side the survey. Many of you have taken that already. If you haven't taken the survey, go ahead and select your favorite segments of the Mad Money Machine show and press Submit Vote. Also under that, you'll see the opportunity to register and win the bull. Go ahead and register. I will not spam you to death. Maybe one or two or three emails a year, but that's it. And in the show notes for this show, you will see a link to the Mad Money Machine Com Portfolio Challenge that starts April 3rd. By the way, if you're listening to this after April 3rd, say even into May, you can go ahead and enter the challenge late. It's okay. This is going to run from April 3rd all the way to December 29th, the last trading day of the year. And so you'll have a good opportunity to win. Maybe the early investors all lost their money, and you'll still have your $100,000 to start investing. One more thing, a couple more things to do while you're at madmoneymachine.com. If some of you would, if you like the Mad Money Machine show, when you see that link called Subscribe to iTunes, if you click on that, it will take you to the place in iTunes where you can write a review of this show. And if you don't like the show, never mind. And finally, I'll have a link to the Rule Number One book on madmoneymachine.com. Click that. Takes you to Amazon. You can buy it right there. If you've forgotten the action items, just remember one thing. madmoneymachine.com. They're all listed there in the show notes for this show. Well, in the meantime, happy investing, everybody. This is Paul Douglas Boyer saying it takes money to make money, and it takes stock to make a Mad Money Machine.
You've been listening to Paul Douglas Boyer's Mad Money Machine. Some music played on this program was made possible by the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Mad Money Machine is not affiliated with Jim Cramer, CNBC, Real Money, TheStreet.com, or anyone else, really. I may have long or short positions on some or all of the investments discussed on this show. Although the information discussed on this program is believed to be reliable, neither I nor the sponsors of this program make any representations or warranties whatsoever as to its accuracy or completeness. Nor do we assess, verify, or guarantee the suitability or profit of any particular investment, and you should not rely solely upon this program for purposes of transacting securities or other investments. Opinions expressed by me and any of my guests are current opinions only and subject to change without notice. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time for more of Paul Douglas Boyer's Mad Money Machine.